23 minutes to 7, 6pr breakfast. It's 9 degrees in the city of Perth, 14 and showers. The forecast today, 4 to 8 millimetres, the Bureau is now saying, for the metro area. A lot wetter further south. Reports of the Denmark River breaking its banks. Localised flash flooding, power lines down, trees down in Albany. 113 calls overnight to the State Emergency Service. 54 millimetres in the gauge in the last 24 hours in Albany. 56 millimetres in Walpole. On the line, the Mayor of the City of Albany, Dennis Wellington, who's had an interesting 12 to 16 hours. Dennis, good morning.
That's a good way of calling it. Interesting.
You were supposed to fly in back home last night, were you? What happened?
We left Perth and they said it's a bit rough down there. So four people didn't turn up for the flight, so they were able to put all our luggage on. They said there was a chance that our luggage wouldn't make it, but there was a chance that we would try and land if we could, and if we couldn't, then we'd have to come back to Perth. So we sat there for basically 60 minutes, and he tried to land, and the plane bounced all over the sky, and he aborted, and he said, no, that is far too dangerous. You can't even see the ground. And we're going back to Perth, so we flew back.
What time did you depart for Albany, and what time did you land back on the ground back in Perth?
We got back into Perth about 9:45, and we left late. We left about 7:45 and tried to land about 8:45, got back in Perth about 9:50, then hired a car and drove home.
So you hit the road?
Yeah, we hit the road. Yeah, we had some. We had a lot of reports of damage coming in from the city, so we drove home and got back here about 3:45. So it was an interesting exercise. A lot of rain on the way down, and a lot of trees, etc. A lot of water on the edges of the road, etc. Not crossing the road, yep. Which was fortunate, but with a bit more rain, there would be a couple of places where the water would cross the road at Albany Highway and be a bit dangerous in that regard as well.
What reports have you had of damage in Albany proper?
There's a couple of places where the road has been cut, etc. There's a couple of places as well where inundation run. One car was up to its roof under water, I think, in Havoc Road, which is a lower lying part around the town. We just got other reports coming in at the moment, trees down, power lines cut, etc., and power going out. So it's a just ongoing saga at the moment. Nothing in terms of life-threatening that we've heard at this stage, but with a bit more rain today, there could be a lot of water around the place, covering the roads, etc. Just people, we're just asking people to be very, very careful and very diligent about what they do, because it's a pretty wild sort of time.
We'll check back in on it later this morning, perhaps once sun up has happened and we can get a bit more bit more of an idea of what's going on. But Dennis, it's been a long night. Go and get some rest, will you?
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, Jerry.
Good on you. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Dennis Wellington, the Mayor of the City of Albany, with some early reports of a vehicle inundated up to its roof. But Dennis was on the flight from Perth that had to be turned around because conditions were too difficult to land and too dangerous to land. And then he jumped in a hire car and drove down. So he's had a long night. At 20 minutes to 7.